Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
You gotta love a sirloin. Ounce for ounce, one of the tastiest cuts of all time. It can do it all. Want to play it savory? Sure thing. Take it up a tender notch? Not a problem. But what really puts the sirloin on the list of all-time all-arounders is how it does all the little things. Things like delivering a powerful punch of protein and 10 essential nutrients in every bite, while always keeping it lean. Now, on second thought, that's no small task. But hey, we're talking about the sirloin. One of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's family and ranching families through their Beef Checkoff. To learn more about Beef Checkoff programs and international marketing, promotion, research, and education, visit mybeefcheckoff.com.
Justin, how did our grain futures look today?
Well, today's trade was primarily focused on the USDA crop production report and also the supply and demand report, which came out this morning at 11 a.m. Central Time. The market initially reacted a little bit negative in all the grain futures contracts, but then the front month beans specifically rallied back and reached the highest prices they've reached since last September. So the high there in July beans was 15.58 and three quarters. So it made new highs, and that contract is still on the uptrend. So specifically in the July beans, that's a little bit positive. Now, wheat futures continued to slide today as the market remains below the all the key moving averages, specifically the 50-day moving averages, which is what a lot of the trend following funds will follow. That's below that moving average is right at $7.50. That market closed about 7:15, so we're significantly behind it or below it rather. And also, well, this is the second lowest day we've seen since about a year ago. On April 1st of this year, it was a little bit lower. It was at 7.11. So we're 5 cents off that. If you start making 52-week lows, that's pretty negative. Now, the market's also watching the ethanol report, and we're continuing to see higher total production of ethanol, lower ending stocks, and then positive margins. So overall, that's kind of bullish on the corn market.
We'll have more market feature news right after this.
Hustler, the original zero-turn radius mower. Test one today at your Hustler dealer and get 48 months with no interest. Yes, 48 months with no interest on many models. Now remember, go to your Hustler dealer today and test drive a new Hustler. Then register to win a Hustler Sport. Hustler with mowers starting at only $29.99. Hustler with the best warranty in the industry. And don't forget, you have 48 months with no interest when you buy a new Hustler. See your local dealer today. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Justin, what were traders seeing in the USDA reports today?
Well, the USDA really was a big report here on the monthly level. We had all winter wheat production just a little bit negative here. We had 1.509 billion bushels of winter wheat produced. The average guess was 1.467, so it's a little bit higher than the average guess, which is weighing on the market. If you look at the hard red winter wheat, which is what we grow here in most of the South and Texas and Kansas as well, we had 781 million bushels produced. The average guess was 752, so that was pretty negative there because a lot of people were looking at the freeze and the market being a little bit positive, and the fact that it came in that big was a real shocker here. Looking at the old crop ending stocks, we had corn came in at 769 million bushels. The average guess was about 759, so we were 10 million bushels bigger there. New crop corn came in at 1.95 or just under 1.95, where the average guess was just below 1.8, so that was negative. Now, looking at the old crop soybeans, they came in at 125, which was about unchanged from last month, a little bit bigger than the average guess. New crop soybeans came in at 265 million bushels, and they were looking for about 268, so that was relatively neutral. And then if we look at the overall cotton report here, they kept the acres about just over 10 million acres planted and about 8.1 million acres harvested. So it's a little bit lower on the harvested for last month. They said 8.4 million last month and 8.1 million this month. So that's a little bit positive actually for cotton futures, and that's why we're up. They kept the yield the same at about 800 pounds per acre.
Thanks, Justin. Recapping a few of our grain numbers this afternoon, Kansas City July wheat finished down 13.5 cents, Chicago July wheat down 13.75, and Chicago July corn was off 8.75 cents. That's a look at your closing futures. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.